This is Direct with Devin, part of the Devin Nunes Podcast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Devin Nunes, thanks for listening again. If you've seen the photos of the Capitol lately, you've likely been confused about exactly what you're looking at. Is that really Washington, D.C.? Why is the Capitol a militarized zone? I've seen it myself. I've talked to the men and women in uniform that are out there. Or is this like some photos of a third world country? It's like what I've seen in many third world countries. In response to the January 6th Capitol riot, the Biden administration ordered thousands of National Guardsmen to remain in D.C., at least through March. Now the Capitol is surrounded by razor-wired fencing. The people themselves are now barred from the People's House. According to the Democrats, these extreme measures are justified by supposedly the rising threat of right-wing domestic terrorism. There's one problem with their claim. I've seen no intelligence to back it up, and I am the top Republican on the Intelligence Committee. Moreover, when the rioters torched D.C. and tried to storm the White House during the BLM riots this summer, the Democrats denounced President Trump and Republicans as a tyrant for even considering deploying the National Guard when the White House was under siege. So why the sudden need for an endless occupation of our nation's capital by federal troops? Here's the answer. When you're trying to invent an imminent right-wing terrorism threat, it helps to have the proper scenery.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.